Catfish Hoe.
Who am I speaking with?
Pat Gazzola.
Do you run an outfit down there, Pat?
Huh?
Do you run that outfit down there, your restaurant?
Yes, sir.
You're in charge down there. Listen, this here is Roy Mercer. I was calling the guys down there eating the other day and at your catfish hole and I ate some of your hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
Where'd y'all get that recipe from? I was wondering.
Well, we just kind of came up with it. Why?
Well, I tell you, the reason I called, Patty, it tastes a whole lot like the hush puppies my granny Mercer used to make.
Is that right? Where did she live?
Well, she lived a little bit south of Tawnytown, or did. She passed on about 25 years ago, but we got a recipe for hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
And it's a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered where y'all got that, because that sure did taste a whole hell of a lot like Granny Mercer's hush puppies.
Oh, well, I'll be darned.
Yeah. In fact, me and my brother and a cousin of mine was in the process of getting that thing patented.
Uh-huh.
And selling the recipe, because there's a fella that one of them knows that's in charge of a string of fish restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And he's interested in buying it from us.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to get the daggone thing patented.
Uh-huh.
So nobody could, you know, rip us off.
Yeah.
And
We've been using this recipe since 1983.
Well, she'd been making them a hell of a lot longer than that. Of course, I'd been eating them since I was, you know.
Well, the fellow that taught us this was, of course, he died last year, but he's been in business 22 years in North Little Rock.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what I wanted y'all to do was quit making them that way.
I'm not going to do that.
By God. I got about $485 invested in getting this daggone thing patented.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know what your recipe is, but...
Well, I ain't telling you. Yeah, well, I that don't really make me a hell of a lot of difference. What I was trying to get you to do is just, you know, tell me that you weren't going to make them that way anymore.
Well, you're not going to get that from me.
Well, then...
Maybe you need to quit, since I do have a patent on mine and I'm selling them commercially. I doubt our recipes are exactly the same.
Sure as hell tasted like it.
Well... I doubt it.
How'd you like to get your ass whooped?
Well, just come on up here, buddy.
Well, by God, I ain't putting it past somebody to whoop a man's ass over stealing the hush puppy recipe.
I didn't steal your damn hush puppy.
By God, it sure tasted like it.
Well, I don't care if it tasted like it or not. I got my recipe from a gentleman that passed away last year out of North Little Rock, and he's been in, like I said, he'd been in business 22 years there, and he's not from this part of the state.
How big an old boy are you?
Huh?
How big a fella are you?
It don't matter. You have a good day, Roy.
Listen, I got $485 invested in the damn thing.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Well, it's cost you the money to get the daggone thing patented.
Oh,
I'm going to make sure.
Let me assure you, it costs me more than $485.
It's getting ready to cost you an ass whooping.
Get on up here, boy.
By God, it won't take me about 20, 30 minutes to get back down there.
Well, get your butt on down here, Roy.
I guarantee God dang to you I'll be down there.
I hope
somebody,
so.
Ain't nobody ripping off my Granny Mercer's secret hush puppy recipe going to get away with it. This could have rolled into a fortune for me and my brother and cousin.
Well, you need if you've got a recipe that's similar to this, I'll tell you the truth. I tried to do this on a large-scale basis, in other words, selling them frozen.
Mm.
And unless they're fresh, it just isn't as good as when you do it fresh here.
It don't make me a whole lot of difference, really, how you do your business down there. I just want you to quit making them damn hush puppies.
Well, that's the
secret. Or change your recipe.
Well, that's the secret to our business is our hush puppy, and I'm now going to tell you the truth. I made the recipe.
But that's so you've been lying to me.
Yeah. Because I think you're lying to me.
I ain't lying to you.
I think you're lying to me.
It's my granny's recipe, and it tasted, I ain't never tasted nothing that tasted, you know, that close to it. And I know y'all had to steal it somewhere.
Well, we didn't get it from any of you all, I assure you.
I don't believe you.
Well.
Why don't come you... Well.
Catfish Hoe.
Listen, I was talking to my brother over here, and he said that a fella named Floyd is the one that stole it.
Floyd?
Floyd, that works for y'all down there.
F- Floyd Daniels has worked for us for a year.
He said that he was over to the house, the granny's house, and got started going through some of her...
Well, listen, friend, I don't have time. Floyd doesn't even know our recipe. Floyd doesn't make our hush puppy.
Well, then why don't you do...
Does Floyd know how to pull your leg?
Yeah, he knows how to pull my leg.
He says you know how to pull his.
And then his buddy, that patent attorney over in Little Rock, that Jeremy feller, too.
The one that you told that Floyd was in jail and he couldn't come to the phone. Hey, Pat.
Well, I knew that it was a prank because...
Because your hush puppy sucked?